Hey, car guys and car gals and all you solutionaries out there. This is Lou Ramirez, the car guy.
And this is Fred Lenartz, the subprime hero.
And you are brewing solutions on the Car Guy Coffee Podcast. Ooh. We are super, super, man, super excited to get somebody special into the cafe with us to share a cup of coffee and a conversation while we brew solutions to be contagiously confident as we upshift and uplift an industry. Mm. Man, that's a mouthful, but you need to get you some. Fred, are you excited?
Man, I'm excited, but it sounds like you're super excited.
I'm only one sip in.
Really excited, actually. You know, I'm real pumped up. The guest that we have today is somebody that I consider not just a guest, but really he's a friend. He's somebody that I, you know, when I talk about and I see him, I always get excited because, for one, he's one of the nicest guys you'll ever meet. Two, he has a product that'll blow your mind. I can't wait till we talk about that. Three, he is a true and true family guy. He's the kind of person that will, right? He is, and I'm gonna go. We're gonna go into more on that. He cares about. He's family guy, right? But he cares about his family a lot, and he cares about other people's family. He cares about people in general. He is a modern day revolutionary man. Yes. You know, he's got that stuff going on, and I love that about this guy. So we're gonna be bringing him up here in a moment.
Well, I mean, you know, folks, who it is. It's the representative that we are tight with on the exogloss side of life because it's so important that you keep up your appearances. Going on, car guys, car gals. Hopefully you got out there and shared that around.
I hope so. I know they did. You know, and we have a great guest here this morning, Terry Torline. I'm going to get him on the screen real quick. Folks, before we do, though, but let me introduce him really fast.
Let's build this.
Let's build him up a little bit more, right?
He's blowing it up. Terry Torline.
Yes, he's coming on. He's from Exogloss. He's the vice president of sales there. He's crushing the game. He is trying to get your appearance a lot better. You know, he's considered the appearance guru. So I love that. I love that tag. That's exactly what he is. Folks, it's all about that appearance package. You know, what you come out to the people and how you look is what people perceive you as. Perception is so key. So when it comes to your vehicles, it's the same thing. When you're riding down the street, you want to make sure your ride's looking good. You want to make sure it's glossing, right? You want to make sure it's exoglossing.
Exo-glossing. That's right. If you want to be flossing, you need to be exo-glossing.
Okay? I love it. That's so perfect.
It's a great thing to add to a vehicle. And remember, it's not one part of the show. It's not really trying to be the star of the show. What Exogloss and Terry Torline are intertwined in being, it's people that help complement and help make others look better, be better, and you don't even realize that they're doing. And it's so incredible that there's solutionaries out there that are doing that. You know who you are. You might be somebody like that. Well, we want to talk to you too. But today, I want you to get some of this Terry Torline brew. So, without further ado, let's go ahead and welcome Terry Torline to the Car Guy Coffee Cafe. Bring him in.
There he is.
Good morning, gentlemen. Man, you guys are over-caffeinated this morning.
I'm three sips in.
Right? Three sips in. The word is overcaffeinated. I don't think so, Terry.
I don't think so either.
Caffeinated. It's not Car Guy Coffee, huh?
Let's brew. So, good morning, Terry. Welcome to the cafe, my friend.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Yeah, we appreciate you. It's good to have you here this morning. I know that you've had a crazy past week, but we're glad to have you here. We're glad that you're enjoying this time. I hope we're putting a smile on your face because that's what it's all about. We're here to have some fun, but we also want to share some knowledge. We want to share some stuff. We want to share things about you, not just about Exogloss. This show is about Terry Torline also. You know, we do want to talk about Exogloss, but we want to bring up the fact about your history, everything that you've come up, how you got to where you're at today. So we're going to get into that with the five-liner today, and I'm excited about doing this with you. You know, we do have some people in here I want to throw some love at real quick that are watching. We got Jason.
Jason! Yes!
He says, I'm excited. You talking about me? Oh, it's Terry. Looking forward to Terry, says Robert Glant. Nice. Thank you. And then Robert Sebastian. Good morning, guys. Yes. Good morning, Terry. I love him, man. Break out that guitar while we're playing, Robert. We got it. So and then we got Jay here this morning also. Thank you all very much, Jay, for all being here. My LinkedIn crew, thank you so much. Let's get this thing going. So, five-liner, yep. Terry.
It is about time.
It's five questions, brother.
But it's always inside of the cafe, the culture is to do first things first, and that's to bring you all a message of contagiously confident, joy-filled hope, and that is to forgive, focus, and fly. We want to make sure that you do know that this message has been brought to you by incredible people like our sponsor right there next to us, Exogloss, and the solutionaries that are there that are helping to make sure that you're inside of the best premium package for presentation possible, folks. And we also are connected with the incredible people because we are Elite FI.
That's right. We are
excited about them. Where do they get a hold of them?
www.elitefipartners.com. How easy is that, folks?
Simple.
Type that number. Type that in, those letters. Press enter.
The Elite.
And guess what? You're right on their website. It's that simple. They are. They're Elite FI, as you guys can see right there. Elite FI. I love them. Great peoples. And we also have, of course, the Think Ad Group.
Ad Group.
You know what's up.
www.thinkadgroup.com. Make sure that you go find out what it is that they're thinking up inside of their tank. And it's always a whole lot of brewing of solutions. And that's exactly how we got connected to the incredible man that's inside of the cafe right now, Terry Torline, by getting inside of a think tank with like-minded people that are focused on trying to see the success, not just in their business, but in other people's businesses. And inside of that has brewed the very event that's occurring right now, and that is a great cup of coffee and a conversation with a great, great person that thinks big. And we're excited to share that with them, and this message is brought to you by them. And also, inside of your barista belt, you need to have a dealership toolkit.
Yes, man. Their products are amazing. They have everything from BDCs to advertising. So make sure you reach out to the dealership toolkit. They have something for you inside their toolbox, something that you may need. You may need their whole toolbox. Who knows? Odds are you might just need a hammer or something like that. They're going to take care of you. They'll make sure that you are ready to go, that your whole dealership is pumping and it is bringing in all the clients that it could possibly bring in with all the market share that's out there. So,
that's right.
Folks,
dealership toolkit.
We also have NetSale
with Jason Garris, who's another great, incredible sponsor that's in the room right now. But there is a tool that some people don't even know that they need. If you stand out in front of the lake and you look at it and you notice that there's a whole bunch of fish out there and you want to get one, well, folks, you're going to need a fishing line and you're going to need to put something out there that helps to create a net, a web, if you will, of customer interaction and engagement that is prospecting for you without you physically having to consistently do the branching out. The Next Sale app helps you with your next sale, and there's so many things that we can explain and what it does, but it can help your salespeople go from no digital presence to dominating in digital presence and making sure that they get the customers accordingly. So we're just so thankful to have all these incredible people to say some great things
but
about
you know,
because they
I do. I love it. But without further ado, we got to get to forgive, focus,
yes,
fly.
Yes, it's time to go. Time to go. These are the solutionaries that we're flying with. Here we go. Go ahead and cross the shoulders one time. And we're going to wipe this weight off on three. One, two, three. Forgive, focus, and fly.
And keep growing. Keep growing.
Keep growing.
So we are pumped up about this morning, Terry. We're going to get straight to the five-liner. Five-liner is five questions that we ask people that just get to know you a little bit more, figure out your history, how you got to where you're at today. So the first question is my favorite question. It's your why. What is your purpose, Terry? What brings you and what motivates you every single day when you wake up and say, I'm going to go for it?
That is a great question. I live by the three F's. I know the forgive, focus, fly piece is tremendous for you guys. I live by faith, family, and friends. And I always threw a fourth in there of football. But faith is important from a religious standpoint or a spiritual standpoint. You got to have faith. You got to have a belief. You got to have an understanding. And family is extremely important. Teamwork. And then the friends portion of it, that's self-explanatory. You guys just recently were gracious enough in order to throw out thoughts and prayers for my mom from a family standpoint. And that's what friends do. I mean, they just help you along. There's no, the old cliche of there's no I in team. My background comes from a team concept. I played football for several years at a pretty high level. And that team concept, there's nobody who did it individually. Anybody who says, hey, I did this on my own. I'm a self-made person. Yeah, it's really kind of doing a disservice to all the people that helped them get to where they are right now. So I'm all about the faith, all about the family, all about friends. That's what gets me through, and that's why I wake up every day. From a business standpoint, it's all about the customer experience. We're going to talk a lot about that as we go throughout the day, but I'm all about how does the end user of our product experience our customer? How did this benefit them? Did it benefit me from a sales standpoint? That's not good enough for me. It's got to benefit the customer. You guys do that every day. You provide them with basic transportation, and at the end of the day, they can get from point A to point B. So what was their experience like by purchasing that car? Did it benefit Lou and Fred? Yeah, ultimately it did. But the real benefit is, what was the experience with that customer? So those, I guess, faith, family, friends. Football, of course, is going to be thrown in there. But from a drive me personally, and then from a business standpoint, the customer experience.
That's, one, sitting over here, it's like, man, we know Terry, he's awesome. But every time you open that up and you just kind of explain your mindset behind your product, it's encouraging, because that's at heart how people really go into business wanting to stay, is with that type of a mindset, that type of a feeling towards the other human that's purchasing your product, right? We're all people. Yeah. We're all helping people.
And if you go into it and you build a product and say, all right, I'm going to build this product. Now I'm going to go sell it. That doesn't do anybody any good except yourself. Find out what the needs of the customer are. The end user is who's going to have the experience with your product, and then work backwards from there. I mean, Steve Jobs said it best 20-something years ago, of it's all about the customer experience with your product. And if you start with that foundation, you're going to be successful in what you're trying to accomplish. That's basically been the philosophy behind ExoGloss. It's been my philosophy on a personal basis. When ExoGloss, or as it was being built, that was the philosophy that we used for ExoGloss. What's the experience of the customer with our product? If they're not going to benefit from it, why did we do it? What was the point?
Right. And what was marking? Right. The experience is what marks. You know,
exactly.
It's not just the getting the product, it's how you got the product.
Right.
You know, I've eaten some good food at places I don't want to go back to, you know, and it's the product of ExoGloss helps for somebody that's spending a lot of money for a vehicle to not look at it and say, oh my God, what's that? And what's happening? Oh man, it's getting ugly. I liked it when it was pretty. I don't like it when it's looking like this, you know? And so that is something that comes along with the package. An ExoGloss.
So in the car business, we talk about cars being, when does a new car become a used car? You talk about it.
As soon as the ink dries.
Yeah,
as soon as the ink dries, it's now a used vehicle.
Exactly. As soon as the back wheels drop over the curb, then it becomes a used car, right? My philosophy, my belief is that when that customer drives that car home, parks it in his driveway, and goes to Mr. Jones next door and says, hey, come look at my brand new used car. It's not a used car to that customer. Mm-hmm. I've got a 2-year-old truck that's in immaculate condition. It's still a new truck to me. Mm-hmm. As long as it is the appearance of the vehicle, no dents, no dings, no scratches, no windshield broken, no stains on the interior, it's still a brand new car to me, right? And that's what we want to give to the customer, that experience with the customer. We're going to protect your car. ExoGloss protects it against stains on the interior, food and drink. Welcome to the Car Guy Coffee Network, man. We're going to spill coffee in our car at some point in time, right? How that does that stain the interior? Is it able to clean up? ExoGloss provides that protection for that. From the outside, bugs, birds, tree sap, all those things, that's going to protect the exterior. We're going to have a warranty that's going to cover any programs or any fallout from that from an environmental standpoint. So as long as we can keep the customer's car, that appearance of that vehicle looking new, it's still going to be a new car, and they're still going to have pride of ownership. That's the experience that the customer's going to have with our product.
Nice.
That's awesome.
That's the experience they're going to have with you also.
With you,
Terry.
Yes.
And that's the thing. Your product is an extension of yourself, and I think that's a lot of everything. You know, especially when you have passion for something, it starts to become your blood. It gets inside you. So when you're doing these things, your product becomes – it ends up having the characteristics of yourself or vice versa. You know, you find products that you want to sell that have those same characteristics. They're there to give you a better experience. They're there to protect the client. They're there to be – to be a cushion of insurance to make sure that they're fine and they can feel when they leave the lot that they're
that their vehicle is taken care of, and they know that for the next handful of years of ownership that they're going to have everything that they want to have with this vehicle. It's not going to turn around and something happens and they can't do nothing about it. Now they have something that makes them feel like, okay, I'm comforted by knowing that this can be taken care of if something like this happened. And, right. And you're doing it great, and I love what you're doing. I do know how passionate you are about your product. Yes. You're very, very passionate about it. That's why we want. That's why we're so happy to be able to talk about your product and to be able to promote your product. You know, Exogloss is huge, folks. Everybody, if you don't know anything about Exogloss, reach out to me or Lou. Obviously, reach out to Terry. Terry is definitely the man. He's all over LinkedIn. Go look him up. Very easy to find him. Isn't Terry, T-E-R-R-Y, Torline, G-O-R-L-I-N-E. And he is, and you'll find him, Exogloss. If you look up Exogloss, you'll see Terry yeah, everywhere.
And we're going to try to make sure that we do that as much as possible.
Absolutely.
Putting Terry out there, letting him know how much it is that we actually appreciate.
Because his why goes alongside with his product. So, I mean, it's so neat how all that works out together. You know, it's not to talk about the Car Guy Coffee podcast too much because we're on it right now, but that's just like Lou and I with the Car Guy, an extension of us. This is a product that we have out there that is an extension of who we are, what our core values are, what our life is about. So much like it is with Terry, with his product, folks. So if you know Terry, if you don't know Terry, I'm telling you, you need to reach out to him. Have a conversation. One conversation, and you'll realize it's not just about the product. It's about the people, and he's going to make sure you're taken care of. So reach out to Terry for that.
Reach out. Go ahead and give him a shout. Bam. And hopefully we can answer a question for you right now that it is that you might want to know about Terry before you get too deep into giving him a shout. Mm-hmm. So, Terry, tell us, how did you get in the car business itself?
Ooh. Wow. By default, just like everybody, right?
What happened? So, how did I get here? I'm not leaving.
How did I get here? Next thing you know, you're in the car business, and this seems to work out that way. When I went to college, it was not the plan in order to be here in the car business. It just kind of worked out that way. But after I left my football career, went into the subprime auto finance business. Had a subprime finance company out here in California. We were real big on the West Coast. Gotta love the subprime hero. Started in the subprime, sold the company off in the early 2000s. When I sold it off, we sold it off to a division of Ford called Fairlane. And there was repos that would come through, and they asked me to marshal the repos through from the inventory that the Fairlane had. So I started looking at the inventory, and it was just coming back with trash, stains, needed to be cleaned. So I started cleaning the cars, personally started cleaning the cars. Next thing I hired a couple of guys. Next thing I know, the guys at the auction house said, you can't do this. You can't detail the cars on our lot. So I told Fairlane, you know, we were making an extra $500-$600 by just cleaning the cars, spending a couple of $100 in recon, making an extra $500-$600. So we took that off site to a Ford store over in here in Orange County, started doing the recon there. And it just turned in from doing recon on cars that were going through the auction to doing the recon on the cars for the dealership. Next thing you know, there was one dealership. Next thing you know, there was 35 dealerships. And next thing you know, you're doing detailing cars. And part of that was adding on the paint protection products. So I had the opportunity over about a 12-year period to experience and work with literally every appearance protection product that was out there on the market, because we were doing the application. There was one or two that were, you know, that worked real well, much better than others, and was able to copy that concept of what worked, what formula worked, what products worked on the interior, what product worked on the exterior. And it eventually turned into working for that company and then starting Exogloss about a year ago, based on all the knowledge that I gained over the past 15 years. So was it a career path? No, not necessarily, but it was definitely a career choice. I love what I do. I love taking a car and then making that you start with a car that has blemishes and stains and all this, and then next thing you look at it and go, yeah, that's, you know, I like that. That's perfect. And I am a perfectionist from that standpoint. I don't like it when things are... Say hi, everybody.
Hey.
I don't like it when things are left in a messy situation, man. I need to, yeah, exactly. I need to have it perfect. And when it goes, when the car would, after a detail, when the car would go back to the customer, it had to be perfect. And that was a part of the, you know, the reason for XO Gloss is that when you do the application of the product, man, it just comes out nice and it stays that way. Compliments that you get, that's the best part about it. Again, goes back to the customer experience, right?
Every time. Well, it really, it truly 100%.
Otherwise, you don't have a product loan.
Because when it comes to product and it comes to customers, the experience, once again, is number one. Because you can, yeah, you can get away with not giving them a good experience. They still purchase, but will they come back? No, heck no. Will they tell their friends? No, they will not. Mm-hmm. So it's the longevity of that type of company, the longevity of that type of business is not going to last long unless you put the experience of the customer at number one. And once you do that, it changes everything. You know, it works like that with any business out there, folks. You know, Terry's dropping some great nuggets out here for everybody. These nuggets are not just for appearance packages. These could be used for warranty products, anything that you want. If you have passion for it, you have to make sure the first thing you do when you're writing down about your product and you're trying to figure out how to promote your product, it's the experience first. Is this product giving my customer a good experience? If it's not, how do we fix that? And what do we do to make it better for them? And once you figure that out and you make all those stars line up, your product will explode. And that's what Terry does really well. Terry has, you know, with XO Gloss, it's definitely something that he has a huge amount of passion for. I mean, Terry could do a million different things if he wanted to. He chose this, and he chose this because he, just like he just talked about, he sees that there's a need for this. He sees why this product is good. He sees that this market share that he can get into is going to be big for him, especially if you have the passion and you do put customers first. So very, very great stuff, Terry. The great, great things. So my third question for you, my third question is, we all go through this business of life, right? And it's not just the business of the car business or sales or whatever business we're in. It's the business of life. You know, there's a lot of things that we do that translate to what we do in business too. You know, it's like you're talking about experience, customers, having care, Terry bringing his heart into his business, caring, having passion. With you, there was somebody that through this time of life that probably influenced you big. And a lot of people will say their father, they'll say their mother, which is great. And if that's who it is, wonderful, because I can put a lot on my mother also, but I want to get deeper into the business realm. Maybe it is a father or a mother, but when you get into the business side of things of life, who's been your biggest influence? Who's been your like biggest mentor?
You know, I know it's cliche, and I know that that most people will say that my father was my biggest influence on where. You know, my father passed away a couple of years ago, and he taught me, he didn't really teach me anything. He just showed me the way. He did it by actions. Demonstrated what, you know, how to be a man, how to be yourself, how to be somebody, and what to do and to do the right thing. So he instilled that philosophy really early on in my life. Mom was a tremendous influence in that regard as well. So I don't think it's, you know, for me, I can't separate the two of mom and dad's, their importance and their influence, because certainly there was a lot of times when I would roll off those tracks, you know, into a stray in an area that was dark and, you know, you didn't want to go there. And they were always the ones that were there to bring me back. So their influence, yeah, it was definitely profound and definitely one that got me into, you know, onto the right track.
That's a beautiful story. You know, I props to your pops.
Props to my pops.
You know what I'm saying?
But one of the, there's several other guys from a major standpoint. Simon Sinek, tremendous influence. Simon, you know, the philosophy of why.
That's where I get my first question from, honestly. You know, Simon, I saw his video on TEDx talk, you know, and he talked about it all starts with the why, and that really resonated with me. And it's not like it's not, we don't know this already, but when people put words out there, sometimes you hear them and it really goes, oh yeah, very true. You know, life, you know, a lot of times it's when they simplify life for you and you really break it down to something as easy as it all starts with the why, you're like, it does all start with the why. Simon, you're a genius.
Simon's a genius. I didn't really know that, but props to Simon from that standpoint. You know, it goes back to the 80s and then, you know, even probably before that, but my first experience was customer service. The customer's always right. And customer service is important. You have to deliver customer service, but that's more transactional. Customer experience is relationship. You can deliver good customer service one time. you have to have a consistent customer relationship. And that's what I want to build with our partners out there, whether they be whatever industry that they're in. But you have to be a good partner. You have to deliver a good customer experience. So, you know, when I saw Simons, it was like, okay, that's what makes sense. That kind of switched, you know, turned the mindset from a transactional, you know, give them a positive customer service into more of a customer experience. And that's really made life a lot easier. Once you take that basic foundation, it's easy to grow off of that.
That's the foundation that most children are trying to find, right? Their question is always why. Well, why? Why?
I was a huge why kid, man. And I drove my parents nuts. Why? Gosh.
Help me understand this. Why?
But that's because you were a sponge.